B-Pod Studios.
.985 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what's going on?
In all your years working at all your different jobs, and you've worked at a lot of different places.
Yes, I've worked at, I think we counted it up, over a dozen places.
Did you ever have to arrest a customer?
No.
You never got to a point where you had to, it got so out of hand that what you were doing was not enough, and you had to actually get an authority to come in and arrest that person.
I've been at restaurants where we've had security kick people out, but I've never, and they might have very well called the police, but I don't remember it happening.
There was one time where I worked at a music store, and a guy got so pissed, because I remember back in the day before tickets were online, people would always go to the store and they'd line up for tickets, and there was some concert, some douchey concert the guy was in line for, and he was like 10th in line, and it was one of those shows that sold out in like
3 minutes. It happened to me on the 1984 tour with Van Halen. My mom let me skip the first half of school, and they were sold out in like 2 minutes.
Yep, and poor Fred. He ended up, we were wildly upset, inconsolable at that point.
No, I actually handled it with a lot more maturity than most people that used to call into our old radio station.
Well, this gentleman was so pissed that he grabbed a big tower of cassette tapes and threw it at us. And just like tapes flew everywhere.
Because Lord knows the employees at the record store are the ones who are controlling the sale of the tapes.
I almost got maimed by a tower of TDK 90 cassettes. So that was as close as we ever got. Then there's this woman. So this is at a Walmart in Wisconsin this past week.
You don't say.
And there was a gentleman who was trying to check out at like the, I believe it might have been the self-checkout thing. And this woman is blocking him at this point. And at some point he realizes that this is getting weird. Maybe I should pull out my phone and possibly try to film some of this.
Okay.
Really? Just trying to help you.
I'm sorry, but I don't need your help.
Yes, you do. You do. You do need my help, sir. Can't you see that?
Could you please just let me check out my groceries?
F*** you. I'm trying to help you, mother.
Well, I mean, she is trying to help.
Isn't that on the button at the people at Walmart?
Yeah. I'm just trying
F
to
you,
help.
I'm trying to help you, mother effer.
Is there anything sadder? Are there Walmarts around here?
Yeah.
Because the only Walmart I ever have been to is the one that's by my parents' house in Knoxville.
I love Walmart. Like, I do.
I hate it.
You see, I like Target better. Like, Target's more aesthetically pleasing. You walk around. Like, I could go to Target every day. Like, I actually enjoy going to Target. Walmart, I used to go there all the time. I thought it was... It's fine. There's different levels of Walmart.
First of all, Walmart censors the art that they have, the music in the books.
Yeah, but if you are going to Walmart...
It's just the idea.
Hey, listen, I heard this fringe rap band that I'm really into.
It is just the idea.
They've got like 8 CDs there.
Well, how big is the one that you go to?
Okay, so the one I used to go to, because the closest one's in Saugus, and that's new. But the one I used to go to was one of the mega stores.
Yeah.
I mean, it was huge. It had like a you know...
You don't find that to be a little overwhelming?
I like it. Dude, I love IKEA. Like, IKEA is one of those stores.
I've never been in one.
There was one day when that I just drove to IKEA just to walk around. Like, I had the kids for a day, and I'm like, I'm going to IKEA. Not to buy anything. Just to go into these little tiny cram little things and go, ooh, I could really live in 200 square feet.
IKEA is like a casino. You get in there, there's one way in, and then there's one way out. Oh. And you have to go through the whole store to get there. The payoff is the Swedish meatballs at the end.
Swedish meatballs are legit. Those are good.
Yes, indeed.
I don't care for Swedish meatballs.
They're dipped in the gravy. I don't know if they're real Swedish meatballs, but they're good.
I agree. Bought packages of them on the way out. You have to.
Swedish meatballs.
Yes,
yeah. It's like something that's in like a Hungry Man.
But still.
Tell me you wouldn't crush a Hungry Man right now.
The fried chicken one, maybe.
Fried chicken was good.
But that's the only one that I would eat.
See,
like Salisbury steak.
Back in the day, Salisbury steak was awesome, but I'm sure now I would probably, but the turkey one was pretty good. Because the turkey had that like stuffing that you put a fork in and pulled the whole cube out.
All I ate when I was working at 99X at night was lean cuisine.
Yeah, I ate a ton of lean cuisine, too.
Yeah.
Marie Callender's lasagna.
That's not good for you.
99 cents.
Wow. This is...
You got to ask Jesus Christ.
I don't have to...
I knew it. Why didn't I say it?
That was right after she said, F you, mother.
I knew that it sounds like some kind of Bible lady. Oh, I knew it. Why didn't I say it? Stupid.
You do. You do need my help, sir. Can't you see that?
Could you please just let me check out my groceries?
F*** you. I'm trying to help you, mother f***.
Wow. This is...
You gotta ask Jesus Christ.
I don't have to do anything.
We're all sinners.
Damn it. I knew it. I knew it, and for some reason I got lost in the IKEA conversation and didn't say it.
Okay.
He's not going to force you to do it.
You're sinning right now.
No, I'm not, mother. You f***ing accuser. Get the f*** out of here, you f***ing accuser. You mother f***ing accuser. Get the f*** out of here.
Wow.
You mother f***ing accuser.
Yeah, you accuser. Now, did she have like a sign with her or anything?
No. She's the... very large lady.
I was just going to say, how intimidating.
Wait a second. You're telling me this lady is let her health go at a Walmart? If you ever want to feel good about yourself, go to the Loudoun County Walmart. They start with size triple extra large and work their way up.
Boy.
They have a whole thing of jean shorts. Like a whole thing of jean shorts.
So it's like a little slice of heaven.
Oh, it is. They got bullets all over the place.
Accuser of the f***ing brethren, you mother f***er.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask you what's going on?
I'm pissed
because
he won't repent.
I just
By the way, that's a woman from Walmart. She goes, I'm sorry, can I ask you what's going on? She goes, I'm pissed because he won't repent. All right, so there you go. And then now we start. So now there's a third party who's in there. Very nice. She's probably like a 19-year-old girl. She works there. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, she drew the short straw.
See,
they said, Lucy, you go over and calm down this maniac.
See, if I am the woman at Walmart and I am 19, I am saying no. I'm not going over there.
So it's nothing better than hearing someone curse in a Minnesota nice accent. That is true.
Yeah. It's Wisconsin.
I'm pissed because he won't repent.
I just wanted to get some groceries and go home.
I don't give a f*** because it's going to burn in hell. Okay. And you are too, bitch. You don't have Jesus Christ as your savior. You don't call me ma'am. Who the f*** told you what my title is, mother f***? Shut the f*** up.
See, like, why? Like, you're the... Like, get a manager.
Yeah, right. Why do I have to
go over there?
Yeah. So at this point, like, this poor girl is, like, just trying to be nice, and she's being probably everything she's taught. Just, you know, be nice, call them ma'am. And the minute she said ma'am, don't you dare address me that way. And then now it goes next level.
Now if you have King Diamond on your, like, iPad, on your iPhone, you just, like, brr.
Ma'am, I want you to leave all the Duck Dynasty things in your shopping cart at the front on the way out.
That's right.
Mother. Get the away from me, piece of
I've been in my
you.
Ma'am.
Shut the up.
Okay, all right. So now here comes the he's got a beard. So you know he's obviously the guy with the most keys on his belt.
Yeah, he's the guy in charge. He's like, all right, I got this under control.
I got this. And she does not like this guy. So he comes walking up. And meanwhile, while he's talking to him, there's people who are walking by, like, kind of pointing, and she doesn't like them either. And all of a sudden, she's the show.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not leaving. If I'm in the store, I'm watching this all go down. Yeah,
you're the big show.
Yeah.
You all better repent! Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand! Shut the f*** up, bitch! Shut your f***ing mouth, bitch. If you don't have Jesus Christ in your heart, I feel f***ing sorry for you. F*** you, I never brush my f***ing teeth. Don't you f***ing know that? Don't you know that by now? F*** you.
She's making some good points.
Yeah, I think I'm going to repent now.
Yeah,
thanks to her.
I mean, this reminds me of a sermon I heard in 1987. We had a woman reverend, and she just stood up and let us know. Repent, mother effers.
Somebody said, I used to work at a call center, and this crazy woman used to call easily 2 to 3 times a week. And if she asked you a question, if you ever said the word correct, she would immediately cut you off and say, only God is correct.
Well, it's true.
Shut the f*** up. You f***ing ass.
Now, that is a common thread of thinking, is that you can lock me up, but I'll still be better than all of you.
In a van down by the river.
No, just you lock me up. I mean, then when the rapture comes, I'm going to be laughing.
Sure, with Kirk Cameron.
Yeah, it's just going to be me and Cameron.
You'd be pointing down at you, Gavin, you're yucks.
And we're going to be like, Tracy Gold, see you later, alligator.
Tracy Gold, was she in that?
It's a sister.
I know, but I didn't know if they were. I guess so.
All right. Alan Thicke is already up there in the pearly gates. Somewhere Alan Thicke is up on a cloud going.
Feet.
What? It's my heaven.
Oh.
Heaven. I'm in heaven. I'm in heaven and I fell into your closet.
You, sir. These people are going to hell.
Cops are showing up now, and now there seems to be like a huge round of applause. Well, and yes, she did say, I don't brush my teeth. Don't you know that by now? Yes, she did say
Yeah,
that.
She seems to have a problem with everything.
Yes.
She doesn't want to be called ma'am. She doesn't brush her teeth.
Someone said, I don't want to go to heaven anymore.
Well, so thou shalt not brush thy teeth. thou shalt not remove fromunda cheese. Thou shalt smoketh the meth.
Dude, you're good, man. I got like 5 minutes
left. Okay, so then it wraps up pretty much after that. So the police take her away, and she ends up going to jail. And I've in a situation like that, where you have somebody just losing their mind, isn't really the best thing to do is to just call the police and just step back and just kind of laugh at the situation and just kind of go, all right, well, I mean, there's no reaching this woman as long as she doesn't try to hurt anyone?
No, if I'm working at Walmart in any capacity, I'm just calling the police and laughing.
Or I'm getting on the PA speaker. You know, you can call someone from the back and you go,
this is God. I have heard your calls. You have done my bidding and I thank you.
Judas, there's a cleanup in aisle 4. Judas.
I would like you to run into the vitamin water machine at full speed. For me. And you shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But first, place the Duck Dynasty DVDs back on the shelf.
No, you take those home. You deserve it. You've turned some people on. I mean, all these people, they just went right to church. Adam, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. This woman sounds exactly like Mobility Mary. And if it's not her, you guys have to look her up. It's a woman in a mobility scooter who just harassed.
No, this isn't her. I'm looking at that. That's not her. This is a different woman. She is from Wisconsin. And what part of Wisconsin? I forget what the name of the town is. But I mean, you can tell by her accent. This is not someone from Alabama.
All right. So Mike Gorman is going to join us.
He's yelled at a few people in Walmart.
That's absolutely true. I mean, he gets in there and he gets lost in the denim section. All right. So we'll talk to him in just a moment.
Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So Tatum will have to miss the second free throw now with Boston down 3 and 5.1 to go, and the Celtics need a miracle. The second free throw is no good. Rebound. Harden lost it. Smart. Pops it free. It's in Jaylen Brown's hands. 3 is in the air. He got it. He got it. It happened. You ask for a miracle. When Marcus Smart's hands touch the basketball, miracles can happen. And the Celtics, down to their absolute last strike, have forced overtime on a stunning Saturday night finish in Boston.
You know we were robbed on that, Fred? A Mike Gorman call.
Yeah.
That would have been an epic one. That would have been an epic Mike Gorman call.
We've been robbed of of John Wallach doing the color commentary because of whatever is going on between him and Grandy. Mike Gorman is the voice of the Celtics for NBC Sports Boston. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Gorman, hello.
Good morning. How are we?
Now, you sound rested. Did you have a wonderful vacation?
Yeah, I did. Thanks to Rich, who gave us some great places to go down in Texas.
Did you enjoy? I saw that you texted me the picture of the Continental Club. How'd you like that place?
That's a cool place. Did you go to the White Horse when you were down there?
The what? I'm sorry. The White Horse.
The White Horse. Yeah.
Is that on Sixth Street? I don't know.
It's not on Sixth. It's a real dive bar. It's located off to the middle of nowhere, but that's where you Texas two step. Everybody dances.
Leave it to Gorman to go to a city that I've been to a million times and go there once and go to a cooler bar than I've ever been to.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Texas two step, it's pretty cool.
No. The Continental Club was very cool. In fact, we went back. The first night we were there it was pretty much heavy metal, which is not my strength. So we went back the next afternoon and it was country western. It was really good.
Yeah, that place it's the best. And they leave the door open too, so if you stay at the hotel across the street, you can actually hear the music while you're sitting outside your hotel room. And it's kind of a cheap place to stay, so it's kind of a nice little perk for not too much money as well. So I hope you ate your weight in Tex-Mex while you were there.
Yeah, no, that was South Congress, that whole area down there, from a shopping point of view, and just curious little shops is pretty cool.
All right, Mike Gorman.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You were our guide for a couple of days.
Okay, well, good.
He has a series of books out. and you were not concerned about the coronavirus.
Not in Austin, Texas, no.
Would you go to Aruba next week if you were me?
Nope.
You wouldn't?
No, of course I would. I'm just giving you a hard time. Sure.
All right. He's on the edge, Mark. You know, now's not a good time to do this.
Let's stop screwing around, Gorman. All right. You
know,
so
I wouldn't think you'd have any problem on an isolated island like Aruba. Yeah. Those are the last places in the world that are going to be cases of this.
All right. Mike, we had Danny Ainge on last week, and he said something that sparked a debate on Twitter, which is always annoying. And it was that he was happy with the state of the depth of this team. And he says when you have five, you know, starters that can score the way they can, he's not concerned about depth and this and that.
More bench scoring than anything. Yeah, I think that's specifically what we were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Depth, scoring depth. Yeah.
So are you fine with that? Because Danny seems to say that he is.
Yeah, I am. I know I sound like a house guy, but I think this is a pretty good team in the true sense of a team. I think they got a lot of guys who can play. Tatum is having it's amazing his emergence over the last month. He's just has become a big time player. I mean, a big time player. Gets LeBron's attention, gets Doc's attention out on the West Coast. I don't think scoring is going to be a problem for them. I think stopping people might be more of a problem, but I don't think scoring is going to be a problem. I would agree with Danny in that sense in terms of depth. And I tell you, the other guy who nobody talks about is turning into a really nice player is Tice.
No question.
He gives you quality minutes every night.
And I know that the thing too is that it's kind of become the cool hot take to throw out there, but I know Kendrick Perkins, who's obviously sees everything with green glasses, but he believes that the Celtics are the team to come out of the East. I don't know if Kendrick Perkins has watched enough Milwaukee Bucks basketball as of late. Because,
well, if you watched him last night, you saw Kelly Olynyk put on
Okay, so when that happens, when you see a team as dominant as the Bucks go to Miami,
and it just was have in Miami, right? Go,
yeah, they have Miami.
Is that face. The Miami flu that they were playing with? Have you seen that first hand by any chance, Mike Gorman?
Yeah, it does. It only lasts for about 24 hours, so it's good. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, you said that the one city more than any that you've seen the old one day 24-hour flu hit is in Atlanta, right? That's where teams show up and party, right?
Yeah, that used to be legendary. It's not so much anymore, but when you would pull in at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to get off the plane, the limos would be lined up outside the hotel.
Oh wow.
Waiting to take players any place they wanted to go. Meanwhile, assistant coaches are trying to funnel them in the door to the hotel, you know. it's just a very funny scene.
So if you're the Hawks, that's worth at least a half dozen wins a year, right?
Yeah, but yet they're still one of the worst teams in the NBA. That's how bad they are.
Sure.
You know, that seems to have, you know, everything goes through phases, of course, but that whole going out to strip clubs and everything, that seems to have really passed. These guys don't seem that all that interested.
Maybe it's today. The digital age. It's everything's on video. You know,
nah, it's the kids. They don't appreciate anything. I mean, there's a perfectly good strip club there, and why don't you go play Fortnite? You should be in there seeing boobs.
You could be. You go into a, speaking of boobs. You go into Aruba.
Yeah,
is that what it is? Yeah. Are you a windsurfer at all?
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, Mike, I'm really good at it.
No, but it's the best place to windsurf because there's a constant wind all the time.
All right. I will. You know what? I swear to you, I will windsurf. And then I'll tell you what humiliating things happen to me after I try.
Well, what the heck? Is this a whole family or just you and the wife?
Just me and my wife.
Oh, definitely got to windsurf and show your stuff.
Yeah. She's come to expect that. Great athletic feats. But I will try it, I promise you. And I would imagine at my resort that it's available for free. So I will definitely try it.
All right.
How about this game against the Nets tonight, right? Kyrie's going to go the whole year without ever playing in Boston.
I know. And it's one of those things, too, where you're just, I mean, you could call it. It's like he magically got better so he could lobby for being in the All-Star game. And
but
then
the thing is,
after that was done, it was like, well, I guess I'm injured. I hate to be a pessimist when it comes to Kyrie Irving's word. But unfortunately, I'm not buying obviously what he's selling there, and he knew it was gonna be a lost season anyway. He's afraid to go out there and lose by himself. If Kevin Durant's with him, at least there's someone he can help blame. Even though I don't think they're gonna lose.
But hold on, Rich. The Nets are better without him, much like the Celtics were last year.
Once again, he does not want to be. That's why he's maybe more injured than less injured than he's leading on to be.
Nets are a good team without him.
Yeah.
Struck me as very interesting. I don't know if you saw it. He got elected vice president of the Players Association.
Yes.
Oh, did you hear Perkins? Did you hear Perkins' opinion on that?
No. What was that?
Oh, he was just like, hell no.
What would you expect?
Yeah. I mean, Perkins hates. He hates
Imagine
Kyrie Irving.
Being in a meeting with that idiot, pontificating on everything, and just having to sit there while he goes through these
talking in circles.
Talking in like weird, like, metaphors.
Well, that's what that says to me. That's a job nobody wants. And maybe it was like Kyrie Irving said, "I'll take it." And they're like, "Oh, this is going to be great. Cool, Kyrie. All you, dude. Yeah. Just go, take care of business."
There's nothing worse than a meeting, and then a meeting run by an idiot is even worse than that.
It's like an episode of the NBA Office. You know, it's like he's the Michael Scott and all.
At least those Michael Scott things were funny.
I can see the players sitting around laughing at Kyrie Irving trying to sound smart.
No, I could just imagine.
What does democracy mean to you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, all right. So this is an interesting stretch we got coming up, because now you're going to start to see the who's resting, who's actually hurt, how Brad Stevens is going to deal with all this. All in the meanwhile, that second seed is so important. I love what the Celtics team has become, but they are not as good as the Bucks, and that second seed means everything. So how do you think Brad's going to approach this, and do you believe – how do you think he's going to approach this?
Well, I know how he'll approach it, which is one game at a time, try to win every game, do everything you can to win every game right now, and worry about tomorrow. And you're right. The number two seed is everything. You can't really face Milwaukee in the early rounds and expect to get by them. You might get lucky and get by them late in the playoffs because somebody got hurt. Middleton, for instance, is down right now. So somebody could get hurt. You could get lucky that way. You could somebody maybe extend them to a 7-game series while you get out of your series in 4 or 5, so you have rest period going in and they don't. But it's going to take something like that to catch them on the wrong foot, because if you go in all even against them, you got no shot.
Now, do you believe
they're the best team in basketball by far?
Well, do you believe that they're the only team? Do you believe that the Celtics are better than every team in the East except for the Bucks?
I think it's a horse race with Toronto. When Toronto's healthy.
What's the deal with the 76ers besides injuries?
Oh, just imploding.
I know. But the
biggest question is Al Horford. What's happened to Al Horford this year has been amazing.
That's a great question.
Yeah. It's very strange what's going on. I mean, they should win.
Yeah. What do you think's happening with Al Horford?
The locker room is out of control, and Al seems to have taken the role of an observer more than an organizer.
And is that something that shocks you, or is that something that...
Well, from where I sat last year, Al Horford was very much the
the veteran, quote, player on the team. He was a guy who had been around. He was the guy the kids, the younger players would go to if they had specific questions. And on the court was a real leader. But I didn't see the team last year as there were more 25 guys and 25 cabs than they were at, hey, we're all going out tonight. We're all going here. We're all going to do this together. That just wasn't there. And I think a lot of people thought that Al was going to be the leader in the locker room, that he was going to be the organizer, that he was going to be the guy. And it's just, this is no knock on Al. It's just not who he is. He leads more by what he does than what he says. He's not going to be standing up on a chair in a locker room getting everybody's attention and yelling at people or getting people straight. It's just not who he is. So that locker room, from what I understand, that locker room being Philadelphia, is just Embiid is marks to his own beat. You know, plays what he wants to play, doesn't want to play when he doesn't want to play. Him and the other kid, they don't get along. So when your two best players don't get along, that's a problem. So I think, long story short, I think they're beatable. They may never see the Celtics in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I even thought at the beginning of the season that the Celtics had potential to be the better team, even when they were playing together. I thought losing Jimmy Butler was a big deal, and I thought losing sharpshooter J.J. Redick was way underrated storyline.
Way underrated. Yep.
So
they got the kid whose name I can never pronounce correctly as a shooter, who's been shooting the ball better for them and giving them some outside threat over the last month or so.
Greg Smith?
I can pronounce that.
Shake Milton at 40 the other night.
That's right. I saw that.
Do you have a roster in front of you, obviously? What's his name?
Furkan Korkmaz?
That's my man.
What's his name?
Furkan Korkmaz.
Oh, sounds like a furry convention.
3-point specialist. Actually, they benched, they benched Horford to start this kid a couple
check
of
that
games.
Outfit from DNA, baby.
Yeah. Had back-to-back 30-point nights. He can stick it, yeah, and they need somebody who can. Oh. But again, I think the locker room is too much of a mess for them to be any kind of legitimate threat.
You got to get rid of the coach, right? Like after the season, he's got. I mean, and he's apparently a pretty good coach. But if it's this much of a mess,
considering what this organization has been through the last 10 years, who can tell?
You got to get rid of him, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's the word. That's what I hear. It's too bad. He's a really nice guy, and I do think he's a good coach.
Yeah.
But he seems to be in the wrong spot right now.
It's a no-win situation with that crew. I had a weird feeling at the beginning of the season, and I'm surprised in Embiid. He's the one guy I'm surprised by, that he just, because I love Joel Embiid's game. He's obviously talks a lot of trash. When he plays hard, he plays hard. But, man, mm-hmm. the way he has just checked out for, like, large stretches this season has been, who would have thought that Jimmy Butler would have been the calming presence on that team?
Yeah, and you're exactly right. Exactly right. And that Miami's a team we're forgetting, although I think Miami is starting to run out of gas. Miami is a dark horse in the playoffs, that's for sure. You don't want to catch them in the first round.
Yeah, don't tell that to Olynyk, who last night was on fire. He was on fire.
I call him the clinic.
The clinic with Olynyk?
It's a clinic Olynyk.
I call him ugly. All right. Michael.
He's a nice. He's a good kid.
He's garbage. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
The Celtics community people would tell you that he never ever said no to making an appearance anywhere.
He was everywhere.
I was being sarcastic. I don't know him.
Protect Kellen here.
I will take your word for it. He's a big fan of the show, and I don't mean to offend him.
But smart does more charity work.
Post some pictures of you on a windsurfing board, okay?
All right. Because I'm going to have the back waxed, so might as well. So so we'll get that going. All right, Mr. Gorman. Yeah. I'm going to be here next week, so I'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you.
All right, take it easy. All right.
Kelly Olynyk, stop. What are you doing over here?
Very quickly, World Health Organization, the coronavirus is declining.
There you go.
Good.
40 to 49, only 38 fatalities in China. However, if you're 60 to 70...
There's only 38 fatalities in China? That's not right.
That's right. It's the World Health Organization.
No, you said 40 from ages 40 to 49.
Yeah, ages 40 to 49.
That age bracket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there were 300. That's what he was if you were in your 60s, there was 309. If you were in your 70s, you were 312. And if you were 80 or older, you had 208. 10 to 19, there was one. 20 to 29 is seven. So I guess they have a hold of it. And the fatalities.
Is that coming from China?
It's coming from the World Health Organization.
Oh, okay. I trust that more than what China is telling us, because bungled this whole thing in the first place.
I'm going to go with the World Health Organization as being pretty much on the level.
So they called them the WHO.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Back who? In the wrestling days.
There's a funny bit that they used to do. Who? World Health Organization. I know. Who? And then they go on and on. All right, so here are the headlines.
Peter in New Hampshire. Peter.
So I have a lot of experience with upbreeding. And I think what he said was Sarge sucks and doesn't pay attention during the story.
You know, Brady does. Brady knows me from being in Tom Versus Time, episode 1 and 2. And, yeah.
Brady knows you?
Well, he knows my voice.
Does he know it, or does the production crew, Doug?
Gotham Chopra does.
By Gotham Chopra.
He confirmed it to you guys at the Super Bowl.
So where's your inside info then?
I don't know. I know as much as Zoe does.
Ed's in Kingston. Ed.
By the way, Nick just told me that Rich had, on the Tutcher and Rich Twitter account, not to be confused with the @FredTutcher Instagram account that's led to inspiring many. Rich has put out that crazy lady in Walmart, and Robert Kelly has said that he's theorizing it's Chip Chipperson's mom, and that you should ask Jim Norton. Jim Norton, I believe, going to be in the studio for an hour plus coming up.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome.
Probably be out of town again. All right.
So that right there, the clip that we started the break with, is the audio-enhanced version.
I don't get it at all.
The thing that took everybody. I don't know either.
Forget it. So it doesn't look like he's saying anything remotely like that when you see the video.
So when Tom Brady is sitting next to Julian Edelman and Jimmy Fallon at the Syracuse, North Carolina game randomly.
The coolest dudes in the world.
The thing of that clip that drove me the most crazy was Jimmy Fallon goes, This is crazy. What is crazy? You have a camera in front of you your entire life. You're sitting there looking at a camera. Well, you're sitting next to Tom effing Brady. What do you think? No one's going to film you? You're on the courtside seat.
You're at a Syracuse basketball game, baby, and it's like being put into another dimension. So many wannabe sportscasters in there.
That is true.
So many sports nerds.
There's a lot of Tony Reale wannabes.
Oh, are you kidding me? I mean, they all go to Syracuse.
That is true.
They all own the world at the age of 19. And it's all, like,
all of them.
Talk about something you don't have to study.
there's like a DA machine. It just cranks out DAs.
You're saying that as a joke. That's the legit truth. They all come out looking and sounding the exact same way.
It's all DA.
All of them.
It's the most useless degree.
Apparently not. These guys are all getting jobs.
It's the best racket ever.
If you take it in totality, the amount of people who have come out of Syracuse, is it a broadcasting degree or community?
The Newhouse School. Yes, it's a broadcasting school.
Okay, if you run into a guy wearing a suit saying he works in sports media, percentage chance he went to Syracuse.
A 90.
90, 95.
Easily. 9 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. It's like they come out wearing a suit, too.
But if you want to talk about a job that you don't need a degree for,
I mean, that is true.
It's amazing.
That is true.
I mean, what are they going to teach you?
I went to that thing that they have here, the big stat conference. What was that called? That they have
Sloan.
Once it's the Sloan.
By the way, that's
conference.
Coming around again. I think it's this week.
I mean, it's like, as I said, it's Tony Reale's DAs, and they're all over the place, mingling with each other.
All
these conferences on how to suck the fun out of sports. Like, how do I take analytics and, you know, take away the gut feelings and the things like, you know, how to clutch performances and analyze them and shrink them down to a number. That's what we want to do. And that's why we got our stupid degree over at Syracuse, so we can analyze this and talk in this big voice that's very booming. And like, there must be a puking 101 class in Syracuse.
And that's why it's so dumb, because it just doesn't work in theory. Why would everyone go to the same place so they all sound the same?
I don't know.
I was a history major. If you can afford it, I look at college as a nice halfway house. Like, you get out of the house, you live somewhere else, there's not a tremendous amount of pressure on you. You're not like, you know, you don't need it to, you know, you're not feeding yourself. So, you know, that's nice. I was a history major, whatever.
Yeah.
But the idea of going and devoting years of my life to the study of broadcasting is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, they were all hanging out around Jimmy Fallon and everybody, and they were losing their minds. And Tom Brady, after Julian Edelman said he's staying, it looked like Brady was saying he's not. But now, according to that clip, it looks like he's saying he's got it. Somebody said, what did Boeheim say to you? Hang on, let's...
He's coming back.
This is crazy. What did you tell Boeheim?
You got it.
Oh, what did you tell Boeheim? You got it. Okay. All right. So maybe
whatever. That was after he said something else, but whatever. I don't care. Okay. I'll stop.
So there you go. So that's been analyzed. But to that, we've had a bunch of people reach out to us. We've had people who have sent us DMs. They truly know what's going on with Tom Brady. So we set up this morning the
Tom Brady tip line. What do you got?
Spencer!
Excuse me.
Is awesome.
Boston, Boston, and Boston song.
Yep.
Look at me, I'm frolicking at the Boston Common while chasing a guy with a gun out near Faneuil Hall.
Humping my lady in the shower during the credits.
You have to watch that intro again. It's the best.
Wasting 2 minutes of time.
617-822-6628 is the number, or 617-TB-BOOB-U. It's the letter U. If you've got tips on where Tom Brady's going to go, we set
Boob
that up.
Boob U, by the way, the sequel to Screwballs.
That's right. So when they go to college, they go to Boob U.
Yeah.
So everyone's got somebody they know who knows a little bit of something. Right now, we'll be your secret place to let the world know your inside info. And you know what? I went and checked the machine in the back. It's already full. From this morning, the whole voicemail box is full. So we are currently unloading them.
Yes.
So we can play them. We're going to have this open all the way until an announcement is made.
There's going to be so many Sarge socks.
People just need to know. Well, I don't want that.
I don't want it either.
Yeah. So there's been so many people looking for a venue for the world to know what they know. And this is it. This is it. The Tom Brady tip line, 617-822-6628 or 617-TB-BOOB-U.
I mean, I know a guy, a couple, whose son plays on the same flag football team as Tom Brady. Maybe, I can't remember which one it is, but maybe they'll call in.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe
where does your friend work?
That's right. Does he work with somebody who happens to be a cleaner for...
I mean, if you work at SoulCycle, perhaps you've got a little relationship going with Giselle.
Yeah, that might be the case.
Or she might spill the beans.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's juicy.
Mm-hmm. Give us some juicy deets. And we will let the world know for you because, unfortunately, you're... 100 or so followers aren't enough. We'll get it out to the world.
Oh, all right. Will Brinson is not going to join us.
Ah!
He's probably enjoying... he's probably on the case right now.
That he might be.
Yeah, he's probably...
He's reenacting the entire intro of Spencer for Hire.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to.
We should have Bird do that. Just reenact every scene. Except for the gun. Running around with a gun. The best is when he's just watching Larry Bird just throws popcorn in his mouth. No, I'm just a guy.
Yeah, a guy with courtside seats.
He's here at the parquet. Ah! Private investigator on a cop's wage. Courtside seats.
Yeah. He gets... What does he get, John? He gets... $100?
The girl?
At the beginning, it's $100 a day plus expenses, Fred.
Yeah.
And that was, by the way, considered expensive because he runs into guys and says, how much?
Yeah.
$100 a day plus... That's steep.
Gets to stay at a motel on the Cape.
Yep. That's right.
You know?
Yep. Right before the big meeting with King Powers. Yep.
You're right, Fred. That was when they had the 2-minute intro for every show. Somebody said, longer intro, Spencer for Hire or Adam Jones's intro?
Oh, I got to go Jones, but it's close.
You could edit a good 90 seconds out of Adam Jones's intro.
Nick Cattles had the best because it was Sunday afternoon.
That's true. Nick's is the winner.
But that was a guy who made it as a joke, apparently. He made it like the sports. Like, he made it as a joke.
Mm-mm.
I think it was actually a famous DJ who made it as a joke.
It was a guy, but he didn't make it as a joke.
Well, he said he did. So,
well, that was maybe after people were questioning how good
it was. But Adam Jones' intro, like the beginning, he scans through like 17 radio stations before he gets to that.
Mr. Jones.
And,
Maybe
two radio stations.
No. You got to drive it home that your name is Adam Jones and other people are named the same.
Maybe you do.
Plus, you got to get the Crows in there just to get people rocking.
I mean, listen, you know, not everything can be greatness.
DH, Jessica Moran, just ignore all the razzing from Toucher and Rich.
Okay, that was the mothership thing. That's right. It said mothership. It didn't say Jessica Moran.
Well.
The mothership has connected. Please leave your pumps.
He does love feet.
I just sit around my house all day going,
Just make those sounds?
Yes.
The mothership has connected.
That really is the best intro of any intro that's been on this station. Ever.
He was very influenced by Parliament Funkadelic. He was very influenced.
Michael Hurley says, do you need somebody to organize all your leads? I know a guy.
That's
right. He's got the pin board with all the strings on it.
That's right. All right. We will return in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.